Richard Hegel.
This rips my car right. Everyone has been destroyed because of this freak. I won't allow it! These babies just saved this lame fest party!
Going on. You are listening to ThisWeekInGeek.net. I am your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd, and as we enjoy this sweltering heat wave in southern Ontario, I've decided to take a break from the rest of my crew, that being Tristan, Mr. Christopher himself, Alex the producer, and other folks who join me on this merry ship of stupidity. I've decided to take a look into the world of the internet, and if you will, internet television, mostly YouTube and elsewhere, and I got noticed this thing on Facebook. I'm friends with a number of different people, celebrities, and other people that you may or may not have heard of, but this person, I assure you, you've heard of, especially if you grew up in Canada during the 90s and the early 2000s. I'm talking about Ed the Sock, and this kind of caught my attention. I'm going to be talking with Leanna and Stephen Kirshner, and these guys are the people behind the FU Network, which is the Indiegogo campaign, which aims to bring back the kind of television that I grew up on, the stuff that was stupid, ridiculous, although really entertaining and infotaining, if you will, to kind of give you an insight into what we're going to be talking about today. These guys are running a 30-day telethon, so to speak, to kind of raise money. They're aiming to raise $35,000. As of this recording, they're raising, I think they're just a little over $10,000 or close to $11,000 either way, with just a little over 2 weeks to go. Think these guys are likely going to hit their goal and bring us back some irreverence that, believe me, in today's political climate, my God, we need this in the worst way. So without any further ado, I'd like to welcome Ed the Sock himself and Leanna to the show.
Hello?
How's it going, Ed?
Good. I wasn't sure if you wanted to talk to me or you wanted to talk to Kirshner.
We can talk to anybody you guys wish, because you know what?
I think they wanted to talk to me as well, Ed. Dude, no one wants to talk to you. Nobody's, if they have the choice of me or you, they talk to me. Look, if there's any questions specifically for me, ask me. Otherwise, I'm going to leave it to Ed.
This is a very crowded interview.
I know. We're doing this all in a very small booth.
Man, you know what? I've waited almost my entire career since I started back in 2007 to talk to people like you, because you guys were very much an inspiration to me during the 90s and the 2000s with just how much fun you guys seemed to have on camera and interviewing different celebrities over the years. Like, I watched one of your things on YouTube the other day where Ed the Sock got a chance to interview the people behind Andromeda, which is one of
the I remember being on set there, yeah. That was a lot of fun. I went out to Vancouver. That way, I also, at the same time, did an interview with my friend Rainbow Franks on the set of Stargate, and I wore a pair of robot pants. You have to see it.
Didn't you get exploded on one of those shoots?
Well, they blew up a version of me, like a stunt double. The guys, the demolition experts at Stargate, exploded a version of me. There was pieces of like green hair all over the parking lot.
That Andromeda crew was really nice people, though.
Yeah, they were. Kevin Sorbo was very nice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alexa Doig, very nice. Michael Shanks on Stargate. He had some kind of problem with me. There was just too many alphas in the room.
What was the name of that guy? He played the Venetian, and we bonded over cold chainmail?
Keith Hamilton was something? He was gone by the time I was there. He just quit the show. It was a sore point. Anyway, I have a question for you there, Mike the Birdman.
Yes, sir.
Who gave you the name the Birdman, or did you choose this name yourself, and why?
Oddly enough, there was a guy in my college, his name was Justin, and I used to call myself, and this is ridiculous, the Bird King of La Mancha. It's an old internet handle I used to have. And he's like, screw that, dude. I'm just going to call you friggin' Birdman. And it stuck from 2007 to the current day.
All right, let me ask you. Who besides you, when introducing yourself, ever refers to you as the Birdman?
Oh, everybody, you know, on Twitter.
What? Oh, they do?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Now, have you ever put on wings at all? Tried to fight crime?
He's got a little cartoon avatar.
Oh, I should look this up. Have you ever actually put on wings to fight crime?
Yes, once, and it did not go well for me.
Probably not. Did you do the whole bare chest thing like Hawkman, or did you do the full costume like Birdman?
Did the full costume, went, Pakah! And, yeah.
My God! All right, so did you want to talk to us about something?
Yes, absolutely. So you guys have started this fantastic Indiegogo, which, as I said during my introduction, wants to bring back the feel of Much Music the way it was, the way that we Canadians remember it being during our youth. And I want to ask, why now?
What do you mean, why now? Have you looked around?
Just answer the question. He's being nice and giving us PR. Just answer the freaking question.
Sometimes I answer a question with a question.
That's very esoteric, but we don't have time for that.
So, have you looked around the world? The world is a mess. Everywhere you go, you can't go. Social media is like a hydra. You cut off one a-hole, two more take its place. You've got nothing on cable news. It's all people yelling at each other. There's nobody can take a joke anymore. There's crazies on the right, crazies on the left. We need our own little Wakanda on the internet where people can go and know they're not going to be attacked. They're going to find stuff that may be pointed, topical, and timely, but also fun.
Now, I've noticed that you guys want to produce a number of different shows for the FU Network. Which are the ones you guys are looking most forward to producing if the Indiegogo ends up being as successful as you guys hope it to be?
Why don't you go on this one?
That's a tough one. I mean, obviously the gaming stuff is close to my heart, and there's a lot going on. One is an indie game show. I just talked today to somebody about a retro game show, which I'm a big fan of. Ooh. So, yeah, that excited me. Yeah, it's amazing how much those old games hold up because they were just like really solid design. They couldn't wow people with graphics and, oh, here's a new waggle mechanic, right? So they were just really solid and they hold up and anybody's computer can run them. So that's really exciting to me. And of course, Lady Bits, the show that was sort of like a test case for all this stuff, shooting in 4K. But then we've got discussion shows like
Hey Ladies,
which is a counter programming to stuff like The View and The Talk and The Vomit and all those shows that are like, you know, women sitting around in their living room. Well, this is more the way women talk when they're out at a bar, you know, career women after work. They get a bit crazy. They get a bit stupid. It's not, you know, the kind of conversation you have when your kids are in the next room and they might be listening. So the dynamic's really different. And then we have a show, and I'm sure some people are going to get upset.
Mensplaining. It's a show called Mensplaining. And Mensplaining is men talking to men about being men in the Me Too era. Now, everyone's going to expect this to be like men's rights activists. It isn't. This isn't bros talking to each other. This isn't incels talking to each other. It's men, adult men, talking about various issues. But these are not, none of the men on the show are angry anti-feminists. They're just guys trying to get along and figure their place and how to do good. First topics were, do men have a role in the Me Too dialogue? What does it mean to be a man in 2018? And supposedly young men have lost their rites of passage. What the hell are rites of passage? Rainbow Sun Franks is on that show, who an actor very popular in sci-fi fandom, also one of my colleagues from the old Much Music. And also Fromage is coming back. Our goal is to bring back Fromage as the cheesy history of music videos, tracking music videos from the beginning right through to today.
And I mean, that's just a cross sampling. There's a bunch of other stuff. There's a movie show. Are we going to talk about Shooting the Shit? Or
we can talk about Shooting. Yeah, Shooting the Shit is two very inventive young comedians who do a show wearing suits in a public bathroom. It's a celebrity interview show. They've had Mike Holmes and his family in there. The Beaches, the Juno Award-winning band. Strombo has been in there. I did it. There's been numerous. Doug Benson, who I believe is a big YouTuber. They get lots of people, and it's a clean bathroom. Don't get the wrong idea. But it's just very inventive and different. And also Brew Wizards Beer Quest. These are some guys who own a game cafe and craft beer place out in Oshawa. Started doing this show in their basement about craft beer, but with sketches and pop culture stuff and comedy. And production values are amazing. And it's done in this basement in Oshawa. It's amazing. Glad to bring them on the network. And also interested in Geek Fight, which is going to be taking issues amongst geekhood and debating them sort of like CNN panel shows. So fun, but mock seriousness. Things like Batman, is he an altruistic hero or a nut job? Stuff like that.
Yeah, I was going to say issues is kind of a relative term because there is definitely sort of a who would win Thor or Batman quality.
Okay,
to
well,
it.
Thor would win that.
What are you talking about?
Thor would kill Batman.
Thor is just brute strength. Batman has like tactics. Batman cheats. Batman always wins.
That's what I'm saying, Batman. No, Batman would. I was saying Thor would win.
No, Batman would win. Batman
depends
would
if
cheat.
if it was pure strength to strength, Batman wouldn't win. Even though Frank Miller had him beating up Superman in Dark Knight, that was BS.
And this is kind of how the show is going to go.
All right, so yes, being done out of Edmonton, Happy Harbor Comics won numerous awards out there as a community hub, hosted by Jay Bardilla, who's the guy that has the Justice League tattooed on his arms.
Now, one of the questions that that I did want to ask, because you've talked about a lot of people who will be appearing on the show, this question actually comes from my co-host, Alex, and he says, what former Chum City TV Much Music personalities do you have commitments to make appearances on the show so far? You've mentioned Strombo, but I know one of the shows you have in production is one involving Rick Campanelli.
Rick and I started doing an audio podcast as a warm-up called Gen Pop about pop culture, and then discovered that both of us freaking hate talking about about modern pop culture. We don't care about Cardi B or anything. So there's a bit of a retool happening there. But yeah, going to be glad to be working with Rick. Like I said, Rainbow is on Mensplaining with us as a panelist. Strombo has House of Strombo, his amazing music series that he shoots in his house and invites strangers to come in and watch, which I would never, ever do. I have sharpshooters to keep people away.
We're not sure about some people because we're not sure their current gigs will let them do it.
But you can expect people will drop by. You can expect people will drop by. I mean, Amanda and Rachel are both in L.A. Bradford's in New York. Bradford has shot a couple things for us, talking about his favorite Much Music memories. So that'll be up. You see, the thing is, we're all sort of one big happy family. So if we can work together, help each other out, we always do.
Yeah, that generation of VJs actually liked each other, which was nice.
Well, because we weren't spokesmodels. We weren't supposed to be pretty. We were just supposed to be us. No dissing the ones that came after us. They did a good job considering that they were raised, you know, like veal in small cages.
Previous generation, though, there was some drama with some of the older VJs, but not that crop. They were total pros.
Yeah, we were the best.
Yeah, but say that's one thing I definitely got the impression of watching as a teenager and a young adult. There seemed to be very much a form of family and camaraderie. And the odd time I dropped by Speaker's Corner, which my footage was never used, sadly.
Maybe not sadly.
Maybe at a Christmas party.
Yeah, it might have been at a Christmas party. You'll never know.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh, cringe. Actually, speaking of that, what do you guys hope to accomplish with the new Speaker's Corner, and how would you do that, especially with everyone having smartphones and cameras being everywhere? Would it just be people using their smartphones to come in the Speaker's Corner?
There is no Speaker's Corner is now the whole world. So that's why it's just called Speaker's Bureau. That and to avoid trouble with City TV. The goal on that show is Speaker's Corner was people came and sat in a booth and talked for like 5 minutes. And the crack team of Paula Varani and Paul March would go through all that footage, find the right pieces, little snippets, find a way to put it all together that flowed. And the goal is to have a producer going through commentary on the internet on subjects and pulling out the most interesting or wacky pieces and constructing a narrative the same way. Yeah, that way. We're not going to ask people to just submit specifically to us because you know what? People don't really do that. Who wants to sit there watching every commentary people make? Better to take highlights.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the stuff that City TV and Much did was YouTube before YouTube. So a lot of it is such a natural fit in the current paradigm. It's kind of scary. It was really ahead of its time.
Well, yeah, what we can do now is actually basically an extension of the brand, extension of what the goal was. We couldn't really fulfill the potential of the vision back then, but we can now, and we're gonna.
We don't have to talk to time.
No talking to time.
I don't have to back time videos anymore.
Yeah, none of that. I never paid attention to that, mind you.
No, you didn't, and it meant we had to constantly recalculate.
It was good keeping you on your toes.
I felt like Google Maps all the time, recalculating.
Before there was Google Maps.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yes. Now, one of the other questions that I had from my producer, Alex, is he wanted to know, what programming, if any, do you have the rights to stream from your back catalog?
Pretty much all of it.
Yeah. That is fantastic.
Well, here's the thing. I can't stream previous fromage because there are so many pieces of music in it. The argument can be made that it is a program of criticism and review. The problem is you don't get the chance to make that argument because you as soon as you upload it, before you even show it to anybody, all these copyright things come through in through the algorithm before you can present it, and it says it won't let you show it. That's why if you want to get fromage, like the old classic episodes, you have to contribute to the Indiegogo because there's a level on the Indiegogo where if you contribute, you can get DVDs or digital downloads of the preview of the classic Lost Fromage episodes.
Now, let's talk about the Indiegogo. What are some of the perks that are that are currently being offered?
Well, you can get a phone call from me. I can call you or anybody you choose, except for somebody like not a prank call. So you can get me to call you. You can get me to call your friend, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your grandmother. You can get the DVDs, as I mentioned, or digital download. There's Ed the Sock Socks for the first time ever. Ed the Sock Socks. Everyone today's wearing colorful socks. Ed the Sock Socks.
Not necessarily on their feet.
They'll wear them on their feet. And if they wear them elsewhere, I don't wish to know. Ed the Sock Socks, as well as get to come to a party, a rap party. Me and Leanna will be there. That'll be happening after the Indiegogo is done, mid-July. There's also the possibility to, depending on the level you pay at, you can get an actual Ed the Sock. I shed my skin like a snake every couple of years, and you could win one of my previous shells, so to speak, or one made from the very same in the very same place.
That's kind of creepy in a Silence of the Lambs kind of way.
Yeah, you put the lotion on the cotton, but you could win that.
The fabric softener on its skin.
Don't go there. So there's lots of stuff. You can get a photo mailed to you, a photo of me mailed to you with a personalized signed insult from me to you. Remember when you used to like get excited about getting stuff in the mail? It was special. So we're going to put this actually in the mail. You wait for it and you'll actually touch it. So there's a bunch of perks in there. There's probably more, but there's lots there. And the biggest perk of all is you're helping to bring back sanity. I'm trying to bring sense to the senselessness. Leanna has been doing that on her channel for a few years now and has had great success in taking a wild, untamed audience of gamers and turning them into people who know
they're
how to have a dialogue.
Wild.
No, but they have a good dialogue now. They're respectful. They're intelligent.
Gamers,
they know how to...
just people.
I'm talking about I'm not talking about all gamers. I'm saying there was a section that was a bit wild and woolly, and you managed to show that they had a good core and were capable of better than that. So, we're going to do political shows like FU Politics and America's Hat, which is Canadians talking about American politics. FU Politics is pundit-free dialogue about politics. There's going to be lots of stuff, but it's going to be the kind of political talk you're looking for, where it isn't just people who represent certain parties or candidates coming on to yell at each other. It's people who are willing to give and take and have a dialogue that's actually a dialogue and fun. Everything has to be fun on Fun, the FU Network, because once you stop being able to laugh about something, you start to become insane, and I'm tired of the insane outrage out there.
Absolutely. I got to say, there in today's landscape of entertainment and media, there aren't very many safe places, and I use that term relatively, where we can actually just have a laugh, and be it some over something stupid, something political. It's not fun anymore, and I'm hoping that's what the FU network can accomplish as it nears its goal towards the end of July. So, guys, I got to thank you so much for taking time out of your ridiculously busy schedule here on This Week in Geek.
We finally coordinated. We only rescheduled 4 times.
Oh, exactly. I hate being sick and I hate heat waves.
Yeah, not fun.
But you guys are fantastic. I'm so looking forward to seeing this when it comes up. Now, if you guys don't happen to reach goal, which I don't think is too likely, you guys are on track. You're at 31% of your goal. You got 2 weeks to go. That's fantastic.
Well, actually, if you add in the amount from PayPal, we're a lot closer than that.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of people's credit cards were getting rejected by Indiegogo. So for those people, they're donating via PayPal. That is an unfortunate thing about it happens on Kickstarter the same way, but Indiegogo, they get immediately rejected and with all the childhood trauma and like rejection that comes with that. But enough about being a geek. So we're kicking along, but it's flexible funding. So
yeah, even if we don't reach the full goal, whatever we reach, we keep. It's not like Kickstarter. If you don't reach it, you get nothing. Whatever money we have has already been pledged, that money we're going to get. So people don't need to be afraid that, well, I don't want to give because it's not going to get there. Whatever they give will be put to good use. And if you want to go, you can pay PayPal or Indiegogo at funetwork.tv. And if you go there, you can also see previews of some of the new shows we're talking about.
But the campaign is the only way to get. Yeah, the campaign is the only way to get the cool stuff. So like, don't sit on your butt and not donate.
Yeah, you need to. You want to get some of these perks: the head to sock socks, the deal, the fromage stuff, the phone call for me, stuff like that. You got to go and pledge and do it now, because I know you're going to say, oh, I'm going to do it later. Then you forget. And then you feel like crap afterwards because you missed all this opportunity. You missed the chance to be part of something bigger than you. Do it now. You're at your computer. Do it now. FUnetwork.tv. Just do the little click there, PayPal or Indiegogo, and you will be contributing to building our next Canadian media.
Absolutely, guys. So like they said, please go check this out. This is a chance for us to bring back a piece of our childhood, which, believe me, we sorely need right now. Much music and its irreverence needs to come back. The FU Network stands to be that now, because like I said, my God, do we need it. But anyway, guys, like I said, thank you for taking time out of your ridiculously busy schedules to join us here on This Week in Geek.
Hey, yeah, thanks for having us there, Mark. Was that his name, Mark?
Mike.
Oh.
Birdman.
Oh, yeah, Birdman. Thanks for having us, Birdman.
All right, guys, that was my interview with Ed the Sock and Leanna Kirshner. So, guys, go check out funnetwork.tv. You can check out all the different perks. You can check them out on Indiegogo. Please, for the love of God, donate to this. I, myself, want to see this succeed because, like I said, we need something in this media landscape that isn't ridiculously stupid and far left or far right. I want something fun for a change, and these guys definitely want to do it. I'm mostly looking forward to Lady Bits, Mansplaining, and the Geek Fight show. Maybe they'll ask me to be on that show. Who's to say? I'm going to pitch them, and maybe they won't say no. Anyway, guys, I have been your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net. Go check them out, funnetwork.tv. If you don't do it, I will fucking find you. Until next time, guys, live free or die hard. We'll catch you next time right here on ThisWeekInGeek.net.
Well, kids, that's enough for one night, eh?
You know, I don't think this show is suitable for children.
I don't think this show is suitable for anybody.
You've been listening to This Week in Geek. Tune in next week to hear something like this.
Insert a clip here, you dick.
Check out our website at thisweekingeek.net for more geek content, and subscribe to our podcast through iTunes or any podcatcher. If you'd like to comment on this episode, head to this episode post on thisweekingeek.net and comment through Facebook Connect, or you can call our voicemail line at 817-717-7202. Follow and message us on Twitter at thisweekingeek, and check out our Instagram at twig_official_podcast. If you're the good old-fashioned email type, send us an email at feedback@thisweekingeek.net. We'll see you next time, and remember,
lower your shields and surrender your listenership. We now join America's most popular show already in progress. Everybody loves Hypnotoad.